All dimensions are real, as I know my creation of parallel dimensions. My creation. All dimensions are real, as I know my creation of parallel dimensions. Because of our boggled mind, because we think that parallel dimensions maybe don't exist and maybe do exist, because of this confusion in our consciousness, we think that parallel dimensions are something rather spectacular, rather amazing, rather unusual. But in truth, parallel dimensions happen as specifically and definitely and all the time, right now, as they ever were, will, or are. Because all time is now. All time is now. And we don't even realize it. We don't even pay attention to it. All dimensions are real, as I know my creation of parallel dimensions. So, as I live my life, and I study the inner dwelling of my heart, I study the inner awareness of who I am, I seek illumination, I seek inner awareness. And as I seek this inner awareness, I see that in this inner awareness are many areas I might call other dimensions, parallel dimensions, happening at the same time that the, so to speak, outer physical dimension is taking place. And these parallel dimensions are quite physical themselves. If I were to dwell in them, if I were to remain in them, if I were to think that these physical parallel dimensions are just as outstanding as my parallel dimension that I'm living in, I would not make a big discussion about it. I would just think, hey, that's very interesting. Now, what is the benefit of having parallel dimensions? What is the benefit of thinking in parallel dimensions? Well, what we, in our modest way of being, we say that the parallel dimensions are superior to the dimension we're in right now. The parallel dimension may have us doing exactly the same things that we're doing on this dimension and doing it better or doing it worse. Or doing it differently. It doesn't matter what we think the parallel dimension might be experiencing. Those are things that we are creating and experiencing. We say that the divine is in every man, in every being. And the divine in every being is absolutely fulfilled, absolutely perfect, absolutely wonderful. Now that's a parallel dimension. That's a parallel dimension if we ever thought about a parallel dimension and gave it a title. Because that's an attitude living. That's living in another area of our thinking. It's living in an area of our thinking where we are living whatever it is we choose to live. Now let's think. Here we are on this dimension, and we're thinking of a parallel dimension. Well now, do you want that parallel dimension to be something fantastic? Something marvelous, something joyous? Do you want that parallel dimension to be the fulfillment of every dream you have on this dimension? Well, why not have the fulfillment you have of every dream on this dimension right now? Right now, because it exists in reality, it exists in imagination, it exists wherever we think it is. Now, do you want it to exist? Or do you just want to think of the ancient ones as having that? How often do we have in our discussions of Jesus fighting with Satan, of the Buddha fighting with the negative attitudes of life? As these things are going on in our consciousness, why do we fight? Ancient teachers fight, and it's unthinkable. They are illumined. They don't need to fight. They know they speak their word and it is done. They speak their word and it is done. You and I speak our word and it is done on this dimension, on that dimension, on any dimension. And it always is that way. It's the law of cause and effect. We speak our word and it is done. It seems to me that the most important thing for any of us to do, rather than giving so much attention to the parallel dimensions that we are guessing about, is to live in this dimension, knowing that our thought is the most dynamic, powerful thing that we can do, and thinking our thought as an illumined state of consciousness. Higher states of consciousness. Parallel dimensions are higher states of consciousness. We give them that title. We give them that expectation. Parallel dimensions are inner illumination. But yet, we still play the game. We say these ancient ones, these intelligent ones, these brilliant ones, these masters, these gurus, these teachers, these beings who have lived throughout time, that they had to fight with the negative values of life. And how unthinkable that is. For they are illumined. You and I are illumined. We never have to think of the past. We're always living in the present. We're always living in the now. Archaeology, the past. Really? What past? There is no past, for the past is a present. All time is now. All thought is fulfilled, revealed now. So it is up to us now, if we want to have a parallel dimension, have the parallel dimension be the now dimension that says everything is fulfilled and real now. I live in the now dimension, where everything is fulfilled and revealed now. I live in the now dimension, where everything exists. I live in the now dimension, which is the allness dimension, which is the isness dimension, which is the absolute dimension. And there is none other. There is no other dimension in the universe. There is no other dimension on all time and space. And though we find it charming and amusing to study archaeology, to go into the past, to find relics of whatever is left over from the past, of how people lived then. And why did they live then? What is it that we're studying? We're studying the dead past. We're studying the remnants of the past. We're studying that which was not the real. They put those bodies aside. They put those bones aside. Do we go into our cemeteries and study them? Sometimes. What value is there in doing that? Very little. The value is in studying the now and knowing that the now is revealing all that is and all that ever could be. We want to live in the allness, and the allness is now. We want to live in the isness, and the isness is now. We want to live in the absolute, and the absolute is the allness and isness now. As I take my attention, and I take my time, and I take my great abilities and pass them through onto this wonderful level of this inner dimension now, where I listen within, where I realize that the divine in me is the answer to all things. The divine in me is the fulfillment of all things. The divine in me is the reality of all things. I might call it a parallel dimension. I might call it something that is happening at the same time that whatever is happening now is happening. And if I wake up, I will say to myself, no, there cannot be a parallel dimension. There cannot be another time than now. I live in all the possibilities that I live in right now. I live in all the realities that exist right now. I live every thought that ever could be thought right now. And I live it beautifully, wonderfully, totally, perfectly right now. There is no tomorrow. There is no yesterday. There is only now. There is no parallel dimension. Because to say there is a parallel dimension is to say that there is a time other than what I know of as now. And I only know the now. And I delight in the now, and I live in the now. And all dimensions are real, as I know my creation of a parallel dimension is for my amusement and my delight. but the reality of all life is now. And I live all life in now, and I am fulfilled every whit. That's the truth. That's the truth about me. That's the truth about you. I live all now. That's the truth. And so it is.